Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Ayin Zayin. Today's daf has been sponsored by Mr. Ike Shrebar in honor of the rabbi. Today's daf is being studied by Alun Ishmat Acham Baruch, Rafael ben Miriam, and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichem Begin Eden, Amen. We are beginning today on Ayin Vav Amud Bet, and we start three lines from the bottom. We read in our Mishnah that if you have two Hatzerot that are separated by a wall that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, so the Mishnah says, Me'arvim Shnaim Ve'en Me'arvim Echad. So in that case over there, the wall serves as a separation. So the only option is that you could make two separate Eruvim for the two Hatzerot, but you're not allowed to make one joint Eruv, because the wall serves as a separation. There's no access between them. So the Gemara says, En bo arba'a mai. How much that talked about if it had, if it was arba'a. And furthermore, Hamishnah said that if there was fruit, let's say, on top of the wall. So the Mishnah said, I'm going to go back to the Mishnah for one more moment. Hayu berosho perot. If on the top of the wall there was fruit, the Mishnah said, Elu olin mikan ve'ochlin ve'elu olin mikan ve'ochlin. Each side of the Hatzer can go up to the wall and eat the fruit that's on the wall, but they cannot bring it down to them. Which is not allowed to bring the fruit that's on the wall into their Hatzer. So again, the Rashi explained it is because it is considered a reshut on its own, this wall, let's say, and therefore it's not mevatel to either Hatzer. Each Hatzer has rights to it, and therefore you would not be allowed to take from the fruit into your Hatzer, because it's like it belongs to the other guy as well. And since it belongs to the other Hatzer, it's like you're moving from one Hatzer to another. So then on top of it, you would be able to eat the perot. That's the way that she explained. So comes the Gemara and says, En bo arba mai. If let's say the wall does not have four tefachim thick, so what's the deen? So Amar Rav, Rav said, Avir sheter shuyot sholetet bo. The airspace of both domains, of both Hatzerot, are affecting it, and therefore lo yaziz bo afilu melonima. So Rav holds, you cannot move anything on top of it, even a hair, even the shi'ud of a hair. Mean you cannot move anything on top of it. So Rashi says, Avir bet nishuyot choletet po, kevan delo chashiv lemever reshuteh. Since it's not chashuv to be its own reshut, because it's less than 40 tefachim wide, batir legabet tarvayu. So now in this case over here, it's batel to both Hatzerot, v'reshut bet haHatzerot sholtot bo. So now both Hatzerot have rights to it. V'oslin ze al ze. V'afilu al rosho asur l'taltel. And even on top of the wall itself, it's forbidden to move whatsoever. Now the Mefarshim ask, how is that possible that you can't move at all? Because even in the reshut harabim, you're allowed to move up to 4 amot. So how does this area on top of the wall become asur that you can't even move a kimlo nima? So the Mefarshim Rabbeinu Yonatan answers that we consider it as if you're moving from a reshut to a reshut without an eruv. Because since this area is not considered a reshut on its own, and the other guy in the Hatzer has rights to this, so when you're moving from the from your, let's say, Hatzer to When you're moving something on top of the wall, they consider it, not from your chatzer, when you're in your chatzer and you move something from on top of that wall, they treat it as if you're moving it from one chatzer to another. And therefore, it's like going from the shoot to the shoot, which they all said even a mashu. So therefore, it's a suit even the smallest amount. It is according to Rabbi Yohanan, which we'll see in a moment. But this is Rav's opinion. Rav holds that for some reason, and you said a very good question, he does not consider this a mekom petur. The Gemara will ask that question. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Rabbi Yohanan says, when it's 10 high, less than 4 wide, Elu ma'alin mikan ve'ochlin, ve'elu ma'alin mikan ve'ochlin. He says that not only are you allowed to move things on top of the wall, but you're allowed to actually bring things from the chatzer and put it on top of the wall. Not only that, according to the Tosfot, you can even bring things from the house through the chatzer and put it on the wall. Now obviously we're talking about where each chatzer made their own eruv so they can carry in the chatzer. But he's allowing you to even put stuff on the wall. And the explanation is because that has the status of a mekom petur. As we learned in Masechet Shabbat, that when you have a wall that's 10 high and it is less than 4 wide, that's a rabbinical, not even rabbinical, it's a mekom petur. Therefore, you're allowed to go from one chatzer to the mekom petur, or even from the reshut yachid, the house, from the to the mekom petur. So, Rabbi Yohanan Amar, elu ma'alin mikan. Ma'alin, you could even put stuff on top of it, ve'ochlin, and you could eat on top of it, ve'elu ma'alin mikan ve'ochlin. And the other side also as well. The other chatzer can also bring stuff on top, because there's a din of a mekom petur. So comes the Gemara and asks the question, Tena, and we learned in our Mishnah, Elu olin mikan ve'ochlin, ve'elu olin mikan ve'ochlin. Olin in, ma'alin lo. And now Mishnah, it only allowed us to eat things on top of the wall, but not to bring things on the wall. The Lashon of the Mishnah was olin. Olin means you can bring things, but not bring things. Olin means you can go up the wall and eat on the wall. But you cannot bring things from the chatzer to the wall. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. Hachika amar, yesh bo arba'al arba'al, olin in, ma'alin lo. But if it has, the Mishnah was talking about a case where the wall was thick 4x4. And therefore it does not have a din of a mekom petur. Therefore you're not allowed to bring from the chatzer or the bayit to the wall. Therefore it can only be olin, meaning on top you're allowed to eat the perot. However, in arba al arba, like in our case, ma'alin nameh, you're actually allowed to bring stuff on it. So the difference between the Mishnah and the case of Rabbi Yohanan is it is 4 tefachim thick or not. So comes again what says, as Rabbi Yohanan atameh, Rabbi Yohanan is following his reasoning, the chiyata ravdimi, when ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, said in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, makom she'en bo arba al arba, you have a place that's less than 4x4, mutar lebnei reshut rabbin, velebnei reshut yachid lekatef alav. So let's say you have a mekom petur, right? So let's say within 10, or 10, and it's less than 4. Okay? So the deen is what? If you have a reshut yachid on one side and a reshut rabbin on the other side of it. So it's permissible for the reshut yachid people, the katef, to put their load on this area. And it's mutar for the people in the Reshut Rabim also to put their load on this area. Because they're only going from a Reshut Rabim to a Mekom Petur, or a Reshut Yachid to a Mekom Petur. But so long as they don't transfer, which means you're not allowed to transfer from a Reshut Yachid, put it on a Mekom Petur, and then go from the Mekom Petur to the Reshut Rabim. Why? That should be mutar also, because you're not doing anything Yisur over here. I'm making a akira and a reshut yachid and a hanacha and a mekom petur and a akira and a mekom petur and a hanacha and a reshut rabim. So Rashi just tells us, because gezerah, that what? We're worried that he might go direct without the mekom petur in the middle. But what do you see from Rabbi Yohanan? You see clearly that he holds that a mekom petur, it is permissible at least to put from a reshut yachid on top of it. So therefore, all the more so in this case of the chatzer, where you have an eruv in the chatzer, where you want to bring from, let's say, the chatzer to the top of the wall, or even from the house, which is a reshut yachid, and you want to put it on top of the wall, according to Rabbi Yochanan, no problem. Why? Because the wall has the status of a nekom petur. So the Gemara says, v'rav let le deravdimi. Rav, that's telling me what? That I can't move anything even on top of the wall. Why? He doesn't know the Ravdimi. He doesn't know this din of Mekom Petur. So the Gemara says, "I birshut yot deoraita achaname." He says, "Yes, indeed, he does hold of the Mekom Petur, only in regards to the shuyot deoraita." Hachabim are asking, but what are we talking over here? Birshuyot derabbanan. We're talking about in rabbinical domains. V'achamim asu hizuk ledivrehem yoter mishel Torah. And the rabbis gave a hizuk, a strength to their words, even more than the words of Torah, meaning like this. Rav also agrees to Mekom Petur. When? Only when you're dealing with Neshuyot Deoraita that are around it. For example, like the case of Neshut Yahid, Mekom Petur, Neshut Rabim on the other side. There, Rav will say, you can go from the Neshut Yahid to the Mekom Petur, or you can go from the Rabim or Yahid, either way to the Mekom Petur. He agrees it's Mekom Petur. Why? Because on deoraitas, you don't have to put extra restrictions on it. Because on deoraitas, people already are careful. But on the rabbanans, you have to be extra mahmir, because the people have a tendency to be lenient in isurei de rabbanan. Therefore, when it comes to, let's say this case of a chatzer, what's the status of a chatzer? It's a reshut de rabbanan. In the Torah, you can carry in a chatzer. What's a chatzer? It's a reshut de yachid. You know, the rabbi said that it's asur. So therefore, when regarding isurim that are the rabbanan status, with a mekom petur, the rabbis are going to be osir. So therefore, you would not be allowed to go from the chatzer to the wall, even though it normally it's a mekom petur. But when does he consider a mekom petur? Only the gabe rishuyot deoraita. But when you're dealing with the rishut the rabbanan, even though minadin it should have a status of a mekom petur, but hachamim wa mahmir. Why? In order to give strength to their words. In order to fortify their words. Hakamim asu hizuk ledivrehem. Even more than divrei Torah. Good. So the rabbis made a fence. Legabe de hatzerot. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbah. Rabbah said, Ravuna Amar, Rav Nachman, the name of Ravuna, the name of Rav Nachman. Kotel Shebin Shtei Chatzerot. Okay, now we have new scenarios over here. You have a wall that is between two Chatzerot. Tzido Echad Gavoa Asara Tefachim, V'tzido Echad Shaveh La'aris. Which means like this. The grounds of the Chatzerot are not level with each other. One of the Chatzerot is low, making the wall 10 tefachim high. When the other Chatzer, the wall, the ground is elevated, making the wall less than 10 tefachim. We actually have a picture of that in our books. What picture is that?
249,
where you see the picture over there, that one of the Chatzerot has a deep floor, and one of the Chatzerot has a elevated floor. And therefore, on the elevated side, the wall is less than 10 tefachim. Correct. Now picture the left side obviously has a higher floor, and therefore it is easier for them to use the wall, because the wall is lower for them. So the Gemara says, Notnim oto lazeh sheshaveh la'aris. So therefore, in this case over here, the Chiddush of the Gemara is, we don't consider it now belonging to both, and therefore forbidding access to it. Since it's easier for the side that it's less than the time to use it, it's considered his, and the other side, meaning the other chaser, it's not considered theirs, and therefore it's batel to them. Mishum, behavin is it tashmisho benachat. One, its usage is easy. Venezet tashmisho bekasheh. And the other one that's 10 tefachim high, its usage is difficult, because it's higher for him. And what's the deen? When you have two chatzerot, And one, it's easier for him to use the wall. And the other is not. You give it to the one that its usage is easier. It's easier for them to use the wall because less than tefachim, because his ground is higher. So therefore, they would be permissible to carry from their homes to the wall and vice versa, because it's not considered a shared property anymore, even though it's between the two hatserot. Once they have easier usage to it, so the other side is removed from the wall because they have no rights, and because it's difficult for them to use it, and therefore the other chatzer has the full rights to it. So therefore they would be able to bring things from the house, let's say on Shabbat, onto the wall, and vice versa. Again, we're talking about where they made an eruv in the chatzer itself, and now they can even go to the wall. Again, the wall is not considered shared property. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar of Shizbi, Amar of Nachman. Similar case. Haritz sheben shte chatzerot. Now you have a ditch between two chatzerot. Tzido echad amuk asara. On one side of the chatzer, it's 10 deep. So that's like a wall of 10. Vitzido echad on the other side of the chatzer, shaveh la'aris. It is not 10 deep. Which means, if you look at your picture books, that's 250. So you see, one of the chatzerot, their ground is lower. And therefore the ditch becomes not as deep. Whereas the other chatzer, the ground is elevated. So therefore that causes the wall of the ditch to be deeper. So now the Gemara is going to say the same din. Which chatzer gets usage of the ditch? So obviously the one that is easier to use. So the Gemara says, Notnim oto lezeh sheshaveh la'aretz. You give the usage, the rights, to the one that is sheshaveh la'aretz, one is lower. Mishum, behavile lezeh tashmisho benachat, velezeh tashmisho bekasheh. Same rule. Because when you have a wall, and this is like a wall, because the wall of the ditch is forms a wall, and therefore it's easier for the people that have the lower floor to put stuff in the ditch, as opposed to the one that has the higher floor. So the Gemara's question then is going to be, what do you need two cases for? What do I need a case of a ditch? And what do I need a case of a wall? Basically, it's teaching me the same principle twice. So the Gemara says, Vetzirikhe. You need both cases. The Iyashmi'inan Kotel. Because if you only gave me the first case of a Kotel, Mishum de Begobha Mishtamshe Inche. I can tell you because people generally use things that are put things on high places. So therefore, it's normal to say that tashmisho bekalut, which means the lashon of the Gemara is tashmisho benachat, which means because people do put stuff on places, you know, high. So therefore, I can say for this guy it's difficult, and for this guy it's easy. Aval harij beumkal lo mishtamshe inche. And therefore, I would have said, but maybe when it comes to a haritz, I don't care if it's lower. Still, a person doesn't put things in the ground. And therefore, maybe I'll consider it tashmisho kasher for both of them. So therefore, emalo, I might have thought that it's forbidden in all cases. Kamash well know that people do put things even in low places, and therefore it's considered tashmisho benachat. Now, v'yashmina b'haritz, and if you only gave me the case of haritz, mishum de'lo ba'itat tashmishta. I tell you, you know why people put things when it's low? Because you're not worried to put things there because it's not going to fall. Because already you're putting it in the ground. Aval kotel debaita tashmishte. But a kotel, when you put things on a kotel, you're worried. Why? Because it might fall off. Emalo, I might think that even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not considered nihat tashmishte tziricha. So therefore the Gemara comes out, you need both cases. Gemara continues. Ba'le ma'et. Okay, new story. You're coming now to lower the wall. You have a wall that's 10 tefachim on two sides of the chatzer. Okay? Now, on one side of the chatzer, you're going to try to lower the wall. How are you going to lower the wall? You're going to add, let's say, a a mound next to it. Means you raise the ground that's next to the wall, and therefore you count from that piece of ground to the top is less than 10. What does that do for you? It makes your side tashmisho benachat, and therefore you'd be able to use the wall back and forth from your house, while the other side would not, because on the other side it's still tent of marim. So that's the Gemara's question. How do you mimaret the wall? So comes the Gemara and says, Balimarato. אם יש במיעוטו ארבעה, מותר להשתמש בכל הכותל כולו. So the Rashi learns this case like this. Let's say you make a platform on the floor. Let's say you put dirt or pieces of wood or planks to elevate the ground. If at least the area that you elevated is 4 tefachim long against the wall, that's the shiur of the minimum shiur. So then the Gemara says, "Mutar l'shtamesh b'chol hakotel kulo." Then already you can use not only the area of 4 tefachim, but you can actually use the whole entire wall. Meaning, you use that to access the wall. Now you climb on top of that mound, right, to get to the top of the wall, and now the whole wall itself becomes mutar. The way that she understands it is because 4 tefachim is the minimum shiur of a petach, of a door. So it's like he built a door, or like an entrance to the wall. And therefore it's like from your chatzer. Yeah, you have an entrance from your chatzer that you built onto the wall, which is like your property. On the other side, you don't have that. So therefore he says if it's 4 tefachim long, you can actually carry on the whole entire wall, even on the spots that are more than 10. That are elevated from the ground more than 10. However, im yesh bi'uto, again, arba'a mutar shtemesh b'chol hakotel kulo, ve'im lav, en mishtemesh shela keneged ha'mi'ut. But if it's less than 4 tefachim, then you can only carry in the area that was minimized. Which means, let's say it was 3 tefachim, right? So you can only carry in that 3 tefachim area on the wall, but the other sides of the wall are still asud. So comes the Gemara and says, Ma nafshach. The Gemara says, what do you mean to say? Imahani mi'utam. If you're telling me that when you put a mi'ut on the floor and you elevate the ground, if you're telling me it's considered a mi'ut, bechule kotel eshtamesh, so it should be permissible to carry along the whole entire wall. Which means, bottom line, what do I care if it's less than 3? Or less than 4, more than 4. Ba'am if you mimayet. Is it mimayet? If it's mimayet. Which means now you have easy access to get onto the wall. So therefore the whole wall should be mutar. Now, vi'i lo ahani. And if you're telling me that it's not considered a mi'ut, afilu keneged ha'mi'ut nameno. So therefore it should be asur even keneged ha'mi'ut. Which is even keneged that, let's say, 3 tefachim, it should be asur to carry. The Gemara is asking, when it's 4 tefachim, I understand. It's easy access, you climb on the wall, you carry the whole wall. But when it's less, how come you're giving me just the wall area, just the mi'ut area? Manafshach. Either give me everything, or don't give me anything. So comes the Gemara and says, you're right. We're not talking about that case. We're not talking about where you made the mi'ut on the ground. Oh, so how did you make a mi'ut? So Amar Ravina comes along and says, Kegon she'akar hulya mirosho. We're talking about where you minimize the wall from the top of the wall. Which means, on one side of the chatzer, you chiseled a little, or you took some bricks off, whereas that on your side, the wall is less than 10 tefachim, and on the other side, it is still more than 10 tefachim. You have to say that, because if you took a brick off the top, now on both sides it's less than 10 tefachim, so therefore it's easy accessible to both sides, so it's osir each other. So we're talking about where he took, not a brick off the top, but like he chiseled a little on his side to make an area of less than 10 tefachim on his side, and therefore on the other side it remains 10. Now what does that do for us? So the explanation is like this. If you made the mi'ut on the ground, which means like we learned earlier, where you put a mound on the ground, then the deen is like this. Only if it's 4 tefachim, it will be permissible, but less than 4 tefachim, which is not even the size of a petach, so therefore it will be forbidden even keneged the the area itself, that area of the mi'ut. However, we're not talking about that case. We're talking about where you made the mi'ut on top, which means you actually lowered the wall accordingly. So therefore, if you lowered the wall itself, so then even if the area is less than 4 tefachim, it'll still be permissible to carry in that area. If it's more than 4 tefachim, it'll be permissible to carry the whole wall. Which means, over there, you don't care about a petach or not a petach. Bottom line, the wall itself was lowered. You lowered the wall. So the deal will be, if you imagine a substantial amount, 4 tefachim, so that already gives the whole wall the permissibility to carry for that person. To transfer things back and forth to the wall. If it's less than 4 tefachim, okay, at least that area itself, you don't have to access it. The wall itself has been lowered in a certain area. So we're not going to give you the whole wall to transfer to, but at least to that area. Look at Rashi. Rashi's Dibur HaMatchil would be Amar Avina. Amar Avina. Lav milemata askinan. We're not talking about where you minimize the wall from the floor. The Hatam goes over there. Vaday batzir midalid, for sure if it's less than 4 tefachim, lo mehani lemidi, that won't help you for anything, not for even that spot. Ela kegon sha'akar chulya mirosho megubho shel kotel. Ela, you minimize it from the top of the wall. Kari rosho, that's called the rosh, the top of the wall. Kedetnan hayu birosho perot hilkach yava mi'uta arba'a. If let's say the shi'ur of your minimizing on top was 4 orech, meaning lengthwise, havi petcha lechol hakotel, that's considered as if you made a petach for the whole entire wall, if the whole wall becomes permissible. Batzir mehachi, less than that, petchau delohavi. It's not considered a petach because it doesn't have the shi'ur of, let's say, 4 tefachim, aval lishtu meshe be'shari, but to use that actual spot itself, mutar, tekeven delo gavu asara. Because bottom line, it's not 10. Lohavi lishtu, it's not considered a reshut, which means less than 10, it's not considered a significant reshut. Therefore, it's mutar for the that side, at least in that area. So that she's shita again is, let's review what he's learning, the Gemara. If you're minimizing it from the ground, so then the deen is only if it's shiur 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim is considered a petach, like it's an entrance, like you created a passageway to access the wall, and therefore the wall becomes permissible in its entirety. Because the wall, you have to remember, itself is still 10. It's just that you created a little area on the ground. However, if it's less than 4 tefachim, it's nothing. And therefore you cannot transfer to any part of the wall. As opposed to where you minimize the wall itself, then we make a haluk between if it's 4 tefachim or less than 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim of length of minimizing, you get to transfer to the whole wall, even to the areas that were not minimized. However, less than 4 tefachim only to that area itself, but not to the rest. That is the shita of Rashi. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Rav Yehiel. Rav Yehiel comes along and says the following din. Kafa sefel. Let's say you have a bowl. You turn the bowl over underneath the wall, and now it minimizes the shiur. Now we're talking about the Dvas says where the bowl is, let's say, 4 tefachim wide, because we just learned that when you're minimizing from the bottom, it has to be at least 4 tefachim. So what's the hadush over there? If you have a minimizing of area of 4 tefachim, the chaurat should be considered a petah at least, and therefore it should allow you to transfer to the whole wall. So the Gemara says not so fast. Ve'amai. Why should that be permissible? Why should that be considered minimizing at all? Why? Davar anital b'shabbatu. That bowl that's just lying on the ground, could you move it on Shabbat? Of course, why not? You could lift it up on Shabbat. We're talking about, let's say, in the Hatzir, is you made an Eruv, so there's no problem. It's not Mukseh. You can definitely lift the bowl off the ground. So we have a rule. Ve'davar anital b'shabbat enu mima'et. in order to be considered a mi'ut, it's got to be something that's not movable over the Shabbat. But if you can move it over Shabbat, it doesn't have the ability to minimize from the wall. So the Gemara says, how could you tell me that the sal is going to minimize? So the Gemara says, or the Sefer, lo tzirika dehavre ba'ara. Says, nah, you know what we're talking about? You attached it to the ground. It's not just sitting on the ground. You actually, attached it in the ground itself. So the Gemara says, v'chi chavre ba'ara mayhavre. So what? So you attach it to the ground. Big deal. What's the problem? Why is it not a problem? V'had tanya, we learned in a braita. Faga, that's a fig that's not ripened yet. Shitmina betebin, you buried it in straw. We're talking about where the straw is mukse. In order for it to ripen, what do? They take the fig and they just bury it in the straw and before Shabbat. So the question is, could you take the fig out of the straw on Shabbat? We'll see. The harara, or let's say a cake, shitmina begehalim. Before Shabbat, you put it in coals. The coals went out, so it's not a problem over here of extinguishing. So the deen is, im migule miksata, if part of the fig or part of the cake is revealed, nitelet b'Shabbat. So I could just pull the fig, not touching any of the tebin directly. I'm taking the fig that's revealed and pulling it up. Oh, by doing that, what am I doing to the mukse tebin? I'm moving it a little. But that's called tiltul min hatzad. That's indirect movement. And the indirect movement is mutar. Same thing with the cake that's in the coals. If a little of it is revealed, what do? Pull it up. Now true, when I pull it up, it's going to move some of the coals. Again, the coals are extinguished already. So therefore, say the same thing by the case of the keli, by the case of the sefer. Even if you want to tell me it's in the ground itself, you stamped it to the ground. So what? If I could access it by lifting the top of it, so when I lift it up, what happens? I'm just going to display some, I'm going to move some afar. So what? That's tiltul. Min hatzad. Oh, so what's the problem? Anything that you can move on Shabbat does not have the ability to be mima'at. So comes the Gemara and says, oh, you know what we're talking about? Three lines on the bottom. Haka b'ma'askinan di'it le ognayim. It has a rim. Which means like this. If you look at the picture book, you see it in 252. The sefer, when you turn it over, there's a rim over there that collects dirt in it. And therefore, it's not that you're just moving dirt by pulling it out. There's actually dirt on the sefer itself. So when you lift it up, you're actually lifting. You're not just pushing the dirt to the side. You're actually moving the dirt from its place. And what's the problem with that? That she says, v'dome lechofer. That's similar to chofer. Which means in the other cases, you're not digging anything. Which means I'm not taking the afar from its place. The afar is there, or the tevin is there. I'm just pulling the thing out. So some of it moves. Here, you actually, there's afar on the keli itself. Because it has these ognaim, it has the rim. When you pull it up, you actually displacing afar from its place. That's similar to the melacha of hofer, of digging. So therefore, it's asur, and therefore good, we want it to be asur, because therefore it would be considered a mi'ut. So comes the Gemara and says, that's not so. V'chi ite ognayim mayhave, even if it has ognayim, it has these rims, so what? What do you mean, so what? V'atenan, because we learned in a Mishnah, Hatomen lefet vitznon tachat a gefen. You have, let's say, a lefet. You have a turnip. Or you have a radish. And you place it underneath the vine. You have a vineyard. Before Shabbat, you go and you place this item that's already, it was plucked already. It was nitlash. But before Shabbat, you went and you put it in the gefen. You put it in the vineyard. You buried it inside. What's the deen? Bizman shemiksat alin migulin. Let's say if some of the leaves of the turnip or of the radish are exposed, in chosesh, you do not have to worry about the following problems. Problem number one, no mishum kilayim. What's the law of kilayim? We're not allowed to have together in a vineyard vegetables. That's cross breeding, let's say. It's kilayim. Also, you tell me you have a problem there. Before Shabbat, you went and you put a lefet into the vineyard. So the din is you have no problem of kelayim. Why? Because it did not take root. Since it did not take root, you don't have to be concerned about the issur of kelayim. So the kelayim issue is not a problem. Okay, that's not considered planting. Now, even let's say it might grow a little as you place it in the ground, that's not osir mishum kelayakirim. Okay, and again, the Tosfot is learning over here that we're talking about where it was not mashlish. It did not take root. And some want to say even if it did take root, since he didn't have kavanah for it to take root, it's also not asud. But the point is, it's not a problem of kelayim. Kelayakirim. Ve'lo mishum ma'aser. Nor do you have a problem of ma'aser. Normally on vegetables, you have to give. Ma'asir, you have to take the 10%. So the chidush is over here, when you replant it, or you put it in the ground, it might grow a little more. So on that extra growth, you do not have to give ma'asir now on that extra growth. Again, obviously we're talking about where you took ma'asir already on the original turnip and things like that. So here you're just putting it in the ground to watch, which means you're not putting it in there in order to grow, and as I said earlier, it didn't take root, and therefore you do not have a problem. So again, when it comes to ma'asir, there is no issue. Comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'lo mishum shivirit." Now we know during the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to plant, work the ground. Placing this in the ground just to watch it is not considered a transgression of melacha during the Shemitah year. Oh, and now we get to our point. Ve'nitalin b'Shabbat, and it is permissible to pull them out on Shabbat. Now here, you definitely have dirt on top of it, right? And when you're pulling it out, you're actually displacing the dirt. And still the Gemara is telling you, it's not a problem. So therefore, by the case of the Sefil, I don't care if you have dirt on the Ugnayim. When you're lifting it up, you're moving the dirt from the place. So what? It's still mutar. So back to the question, how then is the sefil mimaret? So comes the Gemara and says, Lo tzericha demayim marav hasina. We're talking about a case where the sefil was so embedded in the ground, you're not able just to pull it up. You actually have to use a shovel. Marav hasina has different types of apparatus, and therefore it's actual digging. That's already hafira. But you're right. If all you'd have to do is just lift up the sefil, mutar. Mutar. If you just had to lift it up with your hand, the sefil, mutar, because just like I can lift, I can take out the snon and the lefit from the ground on Shabbat, even though you're moving afar, because it's buried in afar, it's not considered hafir. So too, if there was ugnayim on the sefil, with the afar is on it, and I lift it up, no problem. So why is this a problem then by this case of the sefil? Because you have to dig. It's not able just to lift it up. You have to actually, no, if you have to dig it, right, it's asur. Oh, so if you have to dig, beautiful. We want that. That's considered now a mi'ut. And since it's considered a mi'ut, because you can't move it on Shabbat, and if it's for the Nahayim wide, so it's considered a petah to the wall, then I'll be able to carry the entire, not carry, I could transfer even, or carry on the entire wall itself. Again, only on that side. The guy on the other side, for him he has no access anymore, because his tim is totally 10 tefachim. So comes the Gemara and continues. Okay, now we discuss different types of ladders. New point, which means, is, let's say you want to minimize your wall. So we talked about putting a sefil. We talked about building up the ground, or minimizing it from on top, the wall down. Now we discuss the usage of a ladder, which means by putting a ladder against the wall, you're also giving yourself access now to the wall, right? Now from the ground, it's not 10 anymore, because you have a ladder there. So you put yourself in accessibility. So we're going to discuss different type of ladders that are yemimah at the wall, and that are not. So the Gemara says like this, Sulam Misri. That's the type of small ladder. They call it Sulam Misri. The Gemara will explain exactly what it is. Eno mima'et. It does not have the ability to take away from the size of the wall, meaning you stuck it against the wall. However, the hasori, but a type of larger ladder that's called sulam, the ladder of from sud, mima'it. It has the ability to mima'it from the size of the wall. And now the Gemara is going to analyze the case. Now again, it'll only be permissible for the side that has the ladder. I also have to point that out. The other side obviously is still forbidden. And that's why it's permissible. It's not considered now shared by two hatserot. The other guy's considered batel. He's out. He's, not using it because it's not easy for him to use. And therefore it's permissible for the outside. So the Gemara says, Hechi dame sulama misri. What is considered sulama misri? What is the, what's the case? So the Gemara says, Amre debe Rabbi Yanai, kol she'eno arba'a havakim. If it has less than four rungs, that's already considered a sulama misri. That's a small little, like a step stool ladder, and therefore not considered enough to be mima'et. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabaha bered Rabba le Rabashe, mai ta'amad de sulama misri de lo mima'et. Why shouldn't it be mima'et? Which is bottom line, it's mitziut. You put it against the wall, it takes away from the shi'ud. So the Gemara says, Amar le, lo shami alach had amar abachaber ada amar abimunam rav. Didn't you hear what Rav said? Mishum dehavele davar shenital b'shabbat. Dechod davar shenital b'shabbat enu mima'et. Because since this ladder is very light, it's lightweight, it's very easily moved on Shabbat. And what was the rule we just gave? Any item that you can move on Shabbat does not have the ability to be mima'et. So the Gemara says, Ihache afilu tsure nameh. So even the big ladder, which means we're not dealing with mukseh anymore, because ladders are not mukseh, so therefore it should be permissible to move the tsuri ladder, and therefore it should not have the ability to be mima'et. So the Gemara says, Hatam kovdo kobo. Which means you're right, it's not mukseh. But people don't move it on Shabbat. You know why? Because it's very heavy. Kovdo, its weight, kovo, makes it in its spot, stationary. And therefore, we're going with the same principles that we learned till now. If it's movable on Shabbat, it's not mima'et. If it's not movable, it is mima'et. The tzuri ladder is not movable because of the weight of the ladder. Comes Gemara and says, next deen. Amar Abaye. Kotel sheben shte hatzerot. Okay, you have a wall between two hatzerot. Gavoa asarat etmahayim. It's got the shoot of 10. So what's the deen till now? We learned in our Mishnah, you have a wall of 10. So it separates the hatzerot. And therefore, since both have access, equal access to it, you can only make erubin on either side, but you cannot make an eruv in conjunction. So the Gemara says, okay, now what could you do here? V'niyach sulam rahav arba'a mikan, v'sulam rahav arba'a mikan. On both sides, they put ladders. On both sides of the wall. Ladders that are 4 tefachim wide. Now, chedush over is, v'en ben ze laze shelosha tefachim. Which means you didn't put them exactly flush against each other, the two ladders. But you put one ladder against one side of the wall, and within 3 tefachim of the top of the ladder on the other side. So they're within 3 tefachim of each other on top. Okay? So the deen is, ve'en ben ze laze shlosha tefachim mima'et. So the chidush is, it has the ability to mima'et from the wall itself, and therefore what? They have the ability to make now a joint eruv. That's the hidush, which means now it's considered what? A wall that is less than 10 on both sides. The hidush is the ladders don't have to be exactly flush to each other. It means even though he'll climb up this ladder, he's got to move a little to the other ladder on the other side to get down. That's okay. And we'll see exactly what the case is talking about. It's only talking about a case where the wall itself has a thickness of 4 tefachim. Because since it has a thickness of 4 tefachim, it's easy to walk across that wall. If it's less than 4 tefachim, if the ladders are not exactly flush to each other, so it's hard to walk on a wall that's less than four. But the point is, once you consider it a mi'ut, so now it's considered less than 10 tefachim on both sides, and what? It's accessible on both sides, and for that matter, it's accessible from one side to the other. Therefore, the hiddush is you can be ma'et, you can make an eruv on together for both. So the Gemara says, but if it's 3 tefachim away from each other, the ladders, it does not have the ability to be considered a petach for the chatzerot. Therefore, you still have to make two erubin. This is only talking about where the wall is less than 4 tefachim. And therefore, if it's less than 4 tefachim, then we give you the 3 tefachim maximum. More than 3 tefachim, no good. However, if the kotel was 4, I don't even care how far, even if it's more than 3 tefachim away. Since it's easy to walk across, I climb up the ladder, so I have to get to the other ladder, I walk a little across the wall. I don't care if it's 10 tefachim away, the other ladder. Therefore, it's still considered accessible, and therefore I can make one eruv
for the whole place,
for the shteh chatzerot. Now we go to the next case. Do we have pictures of that last case, incidentally?
Yes.
Okay, if you want to look in your books, you saw 254. The tops of the ladders were less than 3. 255, you see the wall is 4 tefachim, therefore even the ladders are far from each other. Okay, beautiful. Next case. Amar Rabbi Bai Barabaye said, Bana Itztiba. Not a closet, but you built, let's say, a wooden structure, platform, and you placed it against the wall. Al Gabe Itztiba. But you built an Itztiba platform over a platform. If you look at picture 256, you see over here, you have like a simple structure. It has two legs with a base on top of the two legs. That's an itzteba. And underneath it, you built a small little block that's going in the airspace. Okay? No, but not itzteba, al gabe itzteba. You built two itztebas, okay? One on top of the other with an airspace in between, and it's flush against the wall. So what's the din over here? So the Gemara says like this. Amar Rabbi Bai Barabaye, bana itzteba al gabe itzteba. And there's avir that is mafsik between the bottom plank and the top. Im yesh be itzteba tachtona arba'a. If let's say the bottom itzteba is 4 tefachim wide. Now, 4 tefachim long. Now what is it doing? It's against the wall. And what did we learn till now? If it's 4 tefachim long against the wall, it's considered a mi'ot. And therefore you can actually transfer not only to that area, but you can transfer to the entire wall. So the Gemara says, Im yesh be itzteba tachtona arba'a mima'et. Which means it has the ability to lower the entire wall for transferring. And I don't care about the Itztiba Aliyona. The Itztiba Aliyona doesn't mean anything. However, or for that matter, in betachtona arba'a, if the bottom piece does not have four long, the yesh be'aliyona arba'a, but the top Itztiba has four long, the in benzel ezesh shelosha, here's the hadush. And the airspace between the bottom and the top is less than 3 tefachim, mima'et. Then already we consider the top itzteba, for that matter the bottom itzteba as well, since it's within 3 tefachim, has the ability to be mima'et, and we are not concerned about the airspace in between. However, if there was more than 3 tefachim airspace, that airspace is mivatil. Like Rashi says, look at Rashi, Dibur Mathil. Inameh. En ba dalid. The bottom itztiba does not have dalid. Ve'yesh be'al yonah dalid. But the top does. Ve'en ben zel azeh gimal. Hashbina nu kehad. So then we consider it as all one. ואפל פי שהמיעוט הזה קצר מלמטה, even though the מיעוט is less than 4 on the bottom, הואיל ומתמלא שיעורו מלמעלה, since on top it widens out, and it's less than 3 the frame of air space, so it's considered as if it is all
one piece.
Shapir dame. אבל יש בהם שלושה תרנינו. It's considered two separate items. So what? But I have four of them on top. Now, ומיעוט באוויר לאו שמי מיעוט. Which means when you have a מיעוט, that part of it is airspace, airspace cannot serve as a מיעוט. And therefore, when you place this on the ground, where the ground is, you didn't memayit. It's, let's say, three tefachim. Then you have airspace, more than three tefachim. Then you have on top, four. So since you have an airspace of three tefachim, till you get to the bottom, that's considered a separation, and therefore your mi'ut is not a mi'ut. But if it was less than three tefachim, we consider what? As if the plank of four is really all the way down. It's all one piece. And therefore it's considered a legitimate mi'ut. Last case. Ve'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Abu. Sulam. Sheshlibotav Porchot. You have a ladder that has airspace between its rungs, like a regular ladder, as opposed to steps. Where steps, it's just steps. There's no airspace between the each step. So they're giving you a regular standard definition of a ladder that there's airspace between the rungs. The way the Gemara says that is Sheshlibotav Porchot. Right, that they have air between the ladders. Im yesh b'shliba tachtona arba'a. If let's say on the bottom rung, you have a picture for this in your books. If on your bottom rung, it's four tefachim wide. Now that bottom rung is on the floor, it's on the ground. So the deen is what? Mema'et. It has the ability to mema'et against the wall. And therefore, you'd be able to transfer to the entire top of the wall. In a meh, or in b'shiliva tachtona arba'a. Let's say the bottom rung is not four tefachim long. V'yesh b'shiliva aliona arba'a. But the top rung is four tefachim long. V'en bin zelazeh shelosha. And let's say you do not have between each rung more than three tefachim, mima'et, which means we consider it then the top four is considered really all one, because the airspace in between each rung is less than three tefachim, and therefore it's considered all four all the way down, and therefore even though the bottom rung is less, it still has the ability to be mima'et. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.